Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join hosts Kevin Cottrell and Kelly Alexa as they interview thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and declutter complex health and wellness topics. The goal in each episode is to provide you with actionable tips and information in order to apply them in your everyday lifestyle.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Alexa, and today I have the privilege of chatting with Fred DeVito. Fred DeVito is a member of Exhale Mind Body Spa's founding team and the executive vice president of Mind Body Training. He co-founded the company's highly publicized Core Fusion program and co-developed Exhale's proprietary Core Fusion Sport, Core Fusion Cardio, and boot camp classes. In addition to leading retreats and workshops nationally, he teaches Core Fusion, Core Fusion Yoga, Core Fusion Sport, and Core Fusion Cardio classes, as well as directing the entire teacher training for these classes at Exhale locations across the country. Prior to joining Exhale, Fred's professional career consisted of teaching fitness as a public school physical education teacher and coach, and as a personal trainer. He spent 22 years as lead teacher and trainer at the Lottie Burke Method in New York City. And on this interview, you're going to get to hear a lot about Fred's personal background, how he got into fitness and wellness, and most specifically, how he started at the very young age, I believe he said 23, testing out the bar training methods and how he became hooked and why. I think for a lot of guys that are listening in particular, but also women, it's going to be incredibly compelling for you as you hear his story about what this type of training does for your body, mind, and spirit. Tune in, and I'm curious to hear what you think and how many of you went out and tried a bar workout after you listened to this interview. Thank you for taking the time to come on and talk to us at Fitfluential Radio. I'm super excited about this interview. Welcome.
Kelly, it's my pleasure, and I'm honored to be on your show and to be part of Fitfluential, and happy to connect with your network and your broad base of students and listeners in the community.
You are awesome. I'm going to dive right in. We talked about, and just so that you know, Fred, I talked about it in the intro, your experience and Core Exhale Spa and everything that you're involved in. And obviously, it kind of took me a while to record it. But for those that are maybe fast forwarded through the intro, tell us a little bit about, first from a personal perspective, how did you get started on your health and wellness and fitness journey? And then the second part of that question is, when did you start with the business ventures that you're involved in? That's a loaded question, I understand, but I'm going to let you take the flow and go from there because I think they blend.
Okay, great. Well, my history of movement has stemmed from when I was a child. I was always very active and participated in sports all my life, basically. And when it came time to choose a profession, my father was very influential in my decision, helping me realize that my passion, my love, and my joy were always in movement. I enjoyed being on the athletic field. I enjoyed competition. I enjoyed camaraderie of team sports. And he influenced me enough that I went to school and became a physical education and health teacher. And I ended up teaching 5 years in the middle school, fifth, sixth, seventh graders. And worked with them in sports and physical conditioning. And I really loved teaching. Teaching is something that's innate for me. And I wasn't so crazy about the curriculum of high school physical education. So after 5 years of that, I moved on to a different space, but was lucky enough to, I'm married to a woman, Elizabeth Halfpap, who was on the ground floor of the iconic bar studio, the first and original bar studio in the world called the Lottie Burke Method, which was in New York City at 67th Street and Madison. And my wife, Elizabeth, was a teacher there before we were married. And then once we were married, I became a part of that business, being the first male bar teacher in the world. It was a business that was only for women up until that point. And being a personal trainer and also being an athlete, I was just so humbled by the women that I was taking class with, and by embracing these bar exercises and yoga type moves that really challenged me in a way that as a 23-year-old getting involved in this, I was in worse shape than 60-year-old women who were doing it next to me. And rather than my ego getting in the way, it inspired me to learn and to grow and to improve my physical fitness level to the point where I now am a bar teacher for 32 years, a teacher trainer, and also probably I'm going to be 60 years old next month, and I'm in better shape now than I was when I was in my 40s. So that in itself is a real testament to what these exercises can do for a person to help increase longevity and to help you live a life that's injury-free, and you have a body that can do things that you can function at a high level with sports or with just recreational things that you do, and you're not inhibited by limitations that sometimes can happen if you move incorrectly in the formative years of your life. Mm-hmm. The business that we created after the Lottie Burke method, which lasted about 20 years. And in that space, I was teaching 30 to 36 classes a week. And I did that for about 15 years. And these are 1 hour classes of bar, which is an exorbitant amount of classes. But I was in a situation where I was working and living in the same building, and Liz and I ran this program. And by teaching that many classes in a 20 year span, I really became an expert at this type of exercise and really learned probably all there is that you can learn about how a student moves through these positions and looking at limitations with the exercises and how to evolve them to make them as good as they can be and learning how to work with all body types. It gave us an opportunity to start our current business, which is called Exhale. And Exhale is a mind-body spa company based here in New York City as our corporate office, but we have 29 properties around the country, and one in Bermuda, one in the Turks and Caicos. And we have about, a little over 150 teachers teaching bar to over 40,000 students a month in our bricks and mortar nationwide. And then in addition to the dozen DVDs that we've created and our new book called Bar Fitness, which you can pick up at Amazon or exhalespa.com. We've really made a stamp on the bar industry as leaders and on the forefront of making sure that bar is being taught correctly with our bar teacher trainer program, and just trying to create the kind of exercise program that we know can serve the community.
Today's FitFluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today, mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
I love so much of what you said, and I was actually writing down some notes because you had some keywords there. But, you know, number one, you mentioned longevity. Number two, you mentioned how you're, you know, close to 60 and you feel better than you did in your 40s. And I think that one of the things we're going to dive into that you and I first talked about when we connected was balance and the need to look at fitness and wellness and health as the big picture for your life, not just, oh, I'm fit and I do a class. It's everything. And how all of those things, your stress levels, your sleep, your, you know, being able, I love that Exhale is part of your brand because in fact, for those of you listening, we had a slight technical issue before I got on the call with Fred. And I told him, I said, can you just hold for a second? And I'm like, by the way, Fred, I'm over here exhaling. And that's the truth, because when you do learn about the importance of mindfulness and calming yourself down, we all live in such a crazy, busy, hectic world, especially in the United States. I'm hoping that we can make an impact with this show and the folks that are on it on getting people to rethink these hectic, crazy lives with no balance, because it will make a difference. And that's when you can get into your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and not go, oh, you know, it's all downhill from here. You can actually look at it, and like I am, I'm 47. I feel better about my future than I felt about my body, my health, my mind, my life in my 20s and 30s. And that's just the truth. But I have, I've gone through a transition. I'm looking at things differently. I'm learning. And a lot of what I'm learning are things that we're going to talk about today. Balance, longevity, how practices like this can sometimes on the outside, they look easy. But as you mentioned, when you first tried it in your 20s, trying these bar workouts, it's humbling. And the first time I did a bar workout, it was the same thing for me. The first time I did yoga, it was the same thing for me. So before we get into some of those items I just mentioned, there's a lot of guys and women, actually, that are listening to the show that this might be their first, believe it or not, exposure to bar training or bar workouts. So folks, we're not talking about getting a Cosmopolitan, okay? We're not talking about ordering a Bud Light at the bar. This is not like a new workout where you can drink all you want and get fit. Fred, for an outsider, for somebody who's listening in their car right now and who can't, you know, Google, and because everybody can look it up later, how would you describe bar training or bar workouts to somebody that's not like me and a lot of folks in the Fitfluential community that don't know what it is?
Well, yeah, that's great. I would want to clarify that, because even though bar exercises have been around since the 60s and really more prominently now in the last 10 years, bar is spelled B-A-R-R-E. It's not B-A-R. It's a bar that is fixed to a wall very sturdily that you could use for balance, but also you can pull against the bar, press up under the bar, and do various floor bar exercises where you literally, in a safe way, wedge your body between the bar and the floor in order to stabilize the position and isolate muscle groups. So because of the fact that you're using your body weight in space and that you are not using much equipment here, the mind-body component is highlighted. And that means the focus on just subtle things that have to do with position and alignment make this a quality type of an experience versus a quantity type of an experience. Back in the early day when I was an athlete in my early 20s, my thing was distance running. I was through the sports competition. Once I went through high school and my first few years of college, I was no longer interested in banging my head up against somebody else in the football game or even just competing with a team in any way. I lost my interest for team sports and got more into individual sports. And I became a distance runner. I became a swimmer. Unfortunately, after 15 years as a distance runner, I developed problems in my left hip, which led to arthritis, bone on bone, bone spurs, all from pounding the pavement way too long. And I had to get hip replacement surgery 5 years ago because of all of that. And the bar exercises have really saved me, because they're very physical therapy oriented. When they're done correctly, these are exercises which help to strengthen your core and then strengthen all the muscle groups around the core with a functional fitness and exercise science base background of content and information. So everything we do in our bar class, and I can't say that about all of them because it's the Wild West out there, the bar industry has just boomed in the last 10 years. There are bar businesses opening, either mom and pop boutiques or franchise models of bar all over the world, because it's a very popular form of exercise now, mainly because it gives you results in any shape or form. When you do exercises at the bar using your body weight as resistance, your body will change. Your butt will lift, your thighs will lean, your abdominals will get flat, your posture improves, your energy improves. But the way we do bar is very specific, that we're focused on quality versus quantity. Less is more. Position and alignment are more important than movement. And I guess the most important thing, Kelly, is what I learned early, is that you really need to check your ego when you do this type of stuff and come from a place of wisdom. because you're going to be doing exercises that you might not necessarily be good at doing. And they're exactly the exercises that you need to do if you're going to take your fitness to a new level.
I so agree. And I'm glad you brought that up because it makes such a great point. I actually had a bit of an epiphany last summer myself with realizing that there were, and I'll admit, you know, it started for me with more of an aesthetics epiphany where I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling that I like how my shoulders look. So I'd be lying if I said it didn't start there. But I gave myself this challenge last year. I realized that when I was doing any of my training, whether it was yoga or Pilates or bar, or if it was training at the gym, I always would go to the things that I was good at. I would go to the training that I loved to do, and I would avoid things I didn't like. So I would avoid, and I was still in my like workaholic phase of life. So I avoided stretching. I rushed through my workouts. And if something was too difficult or I couldn't do it perfectly, you know, my type A personality was like, okay, I'm not doing that well and I don't like it. So I'm going to move on. Just what you said, that those are the things we need to focus on. I didn't like working anything to do with my triceps. So if I was in yoga and they said, let's do, you know, 5 yogi pushups, I'd go next, fast forward. No, those are the things that you need to pay attention to because your body deserves a well-balanced approach to health, to fitness, to the activity that you're doing. It's all about balance. But that's how you're also going to grow, right? If you avoid and only do the things that are easy and avoid all the things that challenge you, whether it's within your training or in life, really, what are you going to accomplish? Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. The metaphors are many. And also, you know, the old saying that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And when you're dealing with either tight muscles or weak muscles, when you address them with consistency, patience, perseverance, not expecting perfection. Perfection is the antithesis of bar, because this is an art form. These positions, no matter how long anyone's been doing them, when you work on perfecting the position and getting it as lined up as you possibly can, doing whatever many amount of reps you can do in proper position, you'll always reach the point of muscular failure where you've taken the exercise to complete exhaustion. And when you do that, your muscles change. And, you know, I'm noted for a phrase that I used in a class once out of frustration. When I couldn't get one of my classes to work hard, I barked out to them, "Gang, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you." And then I started to see that showing up virally online. So I right away ran out and got a registered trademark for that quote. But it is exactly what you need to do in a class like this, is you have to make yourself uncomfortable. You have to put yourself in a situation where you are truly challenged. And if you can do that without ego and just persevere, stay consistent, really believe in what you're doing, because you know for your body, for your life, for your health and well-being, when you work on things that you need instead of the things, in addition to the things, you should have fun. And honestly, working on things that you need, if you're lighthearted about it, it's a lot of fun. And what's really great is to see yourself improve over time with the consistency and the patience. But it's hard for a lot of people to get there, because especially now in today's age, where we live in a society where you can double click and get anything sent to you overnight with a credit card, you can't do that with this kind of thing. This is something that takes consistency and patience, and it might take longer than you want it to take. But I always tell my students, where you go and you got the rest of your life to get this. This is a lifestyle program. And the beauty is you don't have to perfect the exercise to all of a sudden wake up one day and see results. These positions are so effective and so spot on that by just working on the positions at any stage, you will evolve and see changes in your body rapidly, because you're working correctly, and that means you're working safely. So I have people who've been taking our class here in New York City, where we originated this 32 years ago. I had a woman the other day in a class, she turned 80. She's holding a 2-minute plank. She can do straight leg push-ups perfectly. She has flexibility where she can go into a forward split. And she came to class with her 13-year-old granddaughter, and I hate to say that she just absolutely put her to shame. And that is really what happens when you do bar exercises. They're exercises that will help you live a longer, more stress-free life because we're working on anti-aging components. We work on muscle and joint flexibility, range of motion, which if you don't work on it, you lose over time. We're working on muscle density by loading the muscles to the maximum to get strength training benefits, which also increase metabolic rate, help calorie burn, help weight control for the cardio junkies out there. There's a lot more to life than just cardio. If you were to work in a strong bar class, it becomes like an interval training experience of high intensity, low intensity, back and forth for an hour. The low intensity work is where we work on the flexibility in between the strengthening work, which is very high intensity. We do a lot of single leg exercises and weight bearing exercises, which help bone density. All of these things people need as they age. And these are the things that help to keep the body youthful. But I think, alluding to your point earlier, probably the most important aspect in today's day and age is the stress reduction component. Because the way we teach bar, we teach it in a very mindful way. Everything at Exhale we do this way. It's a mind-body business. So we like to link them and coach to link the mind and the body through the breath. And that's the yogic component to our work, where if you focus on your breath when you're in these movements, the movements become like a moving meditation. And you don't really have time to think about anything else. You just divorce from your lifestyle and all of your worries and stresses for an hour. And then when the class is over, you're coming out with a completely new perspective on your problems, on things that you thought were serious, and maybe you see another angle. You sort of change the way you're looking at things. And as Wayne Dyer would say, those things begin to change.
You said a couple things in there, and every time this happened, the first time you and I spoke on the phone, I'm like, oh my God, I could talk to you for 3 hours at a time. But so much of what you're saying, it's got so much amazing potential for us to just, again, talk for, I could have you on the show 20 times, and I will invite you to be on the show 20 times. But you mentioned having a lighthearted, and I love that phrase, having a lighthearted attitude towards your health journey, and that it's not overnight. So I'm going to put two L words together and have folks that are listening take this away from this interview: lighthearted and long-term. And what I see too many people do, and it frustrates me for them, because I want people to feel good and to stop thinking that everything that the media puts out there, which makes you feel like everything has to be a 2 week or a 6 week transformation. You know, there's a lot of these television shows out that are about extreme, you know, transformations and everything is punishing. And I see so many people, you know, I think of one of my friends, I'm not going to mention his name, who's followed me on social media for a while, and he lost about 75 pounds in the past year. And he's like, I have to, you know, I just feel mushy. And he wanted to start weight training, and he went and got himself a gym membership, and he had no idea where to start. He's about 55 and just had no idea where to start. And he would put stuff up on social media and tag me on Instagram and say, you know, here I am, but I didn't know how to use any of this equipment. And there's classes and there's yoga and Pilates and bar classes, but, you know, I don't know anybody and I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to get on the treadmill. And I think that illustrates two things back to longevity and lightheartedness. Is a lot of people, I think, and I'm curious if you'd agree, they start their journey to better health and to becoming more fit, and it's almost like a punishment. They've had a bad doctor's conversation, and they've said, you know, hey, you know, our co-host Kevin Cottrell actually shared, I interviewed him, you know, he went to see his doctor. His doctor's like, you're going to be diabetic in a year if you keep it up. And that was his wake up call. But a lot of people, it's either, you know, oh, they're getting ready for a reunion or a wedding or something, and things don't fit. So then they're like, you're awful. And it's a punishment. And they start working out and it's a punishment. And then that leads into, instead of having that long-term approach about, hey, I want to start improving the rest of my life. I want to live a long life. I want to be able to, you know, not be sitting in a rocking chair, incapable of moving when I'm older. I want to be active with if I've got kids and grandkids, this is a treat. What can I see that I'm capable of doing? They look at it like, how fast can I get this horrible body of mine into better shape? And then they look at this, you know, very myopic plan. And then it's, let me just get on this treadmill. And they do one thing. And instead of, like you said, looking at this as a journey, something that can be expansive, something that can challenge them, something that can make them proud of themselves. Is that something maybe not necessarily the folks that are in your classes, but the folks that come to your classes for the first time? Do you hear a lot of that? Like,
yes.
You know, that one-sided, very limited approach, and they're just frustrated, and then they come to your classes, and that's the beginning of maybe a better attitude and a better outlook?
Yeah, we really have to do a lot of work on educating people about how to approach this, because it's a bear. I mean, it's overwhelming. When you've spent a lot of the years of your life not caring about your fitness and your health, and then you have a wake up, either with a message from a doctor or an event or a reunion or a wedding, or your kids are getting older and you want to make sure you're around for them, and whatever the case may be, there all of a sudden is an aha moment where somebody realizes, I need to do something for myself. And that's a good first step, because we live in a world where we tend to beat ourselves up and become our own worst enemy. And it's due to the competition in the workplace. And also, if you're a competitive athlete, always needing to win on the athletic field. And when you step into an arena like this, where you're in a classroom, especially a mind-body type of a classroom, it only becomes about you and yourself. And it's really about self-love. And this is what I try to coach to new students coming in. When you have a full calendar of events and you have work-related appointments on your calendar, and you put a date on that calendar to show up to class, in your mind, that needs to be the most important date on the calendar for the day, because this is something that you're doing for you, showing yourself some love. And when life is spinning out of control, it even becomes more important to get to class, because it's the one thing you hang on to that you know you can control. You can show up, you can work as hard as you can in class, and when it's over, and I like to coach my students to do this, at the very end of the class, where we lie back on the ground and just take a deep breath and surrender into the mat before we do our final stretches, I just want the students to understand that if you show up, which you did, and you worked as hard as you can, which you did, that's all you can do in this moment. If you have limitations like tight hamstrings or too much weight or weak abdominals or whatever the case may be, we are human beings with limitations. We all have something. And you need to love yourself anyway, and you're doing the best you can with these circumstances. And the only thing you can do is be consistent and patient. And over time, you will evolve to a higher level of fitness, well-being, longevity. Take the stress off of yourself by focusing on gratitude and blessings, and let go of the need to be perfect. Let go of the need to look at that magazine cover with the airbrush six-pack and think that you're inferior because you don't have that. That's not realistic. What's realistic is, where am I going? Where am I coming from? How do I feel? And stay optimistic and stay the course. And in time, there's no turning back. Once you start to see and feel results, that becomes the reward, and that becomes what you miss the most when you fall off the wagon, because we all do. You know, vacations come up, work becomes too busy, travel, family, sickness, whatever the case may be. When you fall off the wagon and you miss your exercise, what you miss the most is this feeling of gratification that when I'm doing this, I feel really good about myself, and you want that back again.
I mean, if you could see me over here as we're recording this, I'm nodding. I'm doing all these gestures. I'm like, oh, that was good. And I'm trying to not make noise and interrupt you, but there's so much goodness in everything that you're saying. And I want to also put this in here for the folks that are listening that have never done specifically any bar workouts. We are going to have actually a prize. Fred and team were generous enough. I believe it's a class pass to 5 classes at their amazing facilities. I think you said you had 29 of them. But if you have never taken one of these classes, something to keep in mind, we actually had several guys within Fitfluential, some of our influencers, that did either a blog or a video where they, you know, thought they were these, you know, really like tough guys. And they're like, I'm going to go try this bar workout. And they were just what you said, Fred. They were completely humbled by it. They were blown away by the intensity. And these are people that are now incorporating it on a regular basis into their training. So really want to encourage you, if you're listening to this and thinking, maybe this is something I want to try, open up your mind, expand your horizons, try something new, start looking at your fitness journey. And at minimum, this is one of the things that I had to start doing when I began bioidentical, this is a long word, bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment about a year ago, is I had to stop looking at things like, number one, my fitness journey was about punishing myself. I had to calm down and start looking at things in the context of, this is what I want to do over the next year. You know, I want to be able to look back a year from now and see everything that I've done. And you also mentioned in your last statement that when you do bar training, you find yourself not competing with the person next to you, and you find yourself, and this is true for yoga and many other practices that are more mind-body, you start to become aware of your body and respect it, and you become more, I find myself marveling at, wow, I was able to do this much more this time. And every single class, it's rewarding because you're, instead of focusing on, oh, you know, that person looks slimmer or more muscular, they can do this pose or hold this longer. No, it's what can I do and how much better do I feel and how much more flexible am I? There is a lot of reward, and that can become, in a healthy way, very addicting. So love so much of what you said, and what I love in general, from your business perspective, from the Exhale perspective, and what you guys do at your facilities, which I can't wait to go to every single one of them. I'm just putting that out there. It really is about mind body, and that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about on the show. That, again, getting healthier, it means getting healthier in all areas of your life. And that means, you know, you mentioned stress reduction. And when you and I talked, Fred, on the phone the first time, we talked a lot about the importance of stress reduction and meditation and just calming down. We all lead such crazed, hectic lives. And I think that's probably a good question to wrap up with today. Again, I'm hoping I'll call you after the show. I want to have you back on the show because we could talk about so many of these things and I think educate so many. But when you have folks that ask you, you know, what's important, when you have folks that are coming to your classes and beginning that journey, how important do you feel it is for people to start looking at the big picture in their life? In other words, the quality of the food that they're eating, their relationships, do they love their job or is their job making them want to, you know, go dive off of a building? Do they feel like they can not only sleep, but breathe? Like, are they breathing correctly? People don't pay attention to the breath. And quite often we're running around in this state of accelerated heartbeats and, you know, we're jacking ourselves up on caffeine. How important do you think that is? In addition to just, you know, making time for activity and making time to eat better, all of those other factors, you know, balance and lifestyle, how important is that?
Well, it's critical. It's holistic health. There's no such thing as just one dimensional health. You could have the best biceps, triceps, and traps in the world, the most beautiful, gorgeous body. But no one's ever died of a flabby butt, Kelly. People die from stress, right? And stress is the way you process your thoughts. And the way you process your thoughts takes work. It takes work in the moment. It takes work to be conscious and present. And I think because we live in a society where, you know, we're all on our devices. I mean, I walk down the streets of New York City and people bump into me so many times because they're looking down at their phone. And people aren't making eye contact with each other. People aren't present. And when you're in the exercise space, this is something that we insist on. You can't have your phone near you. You're not talking to the person near you. You're all ears, listening, processing the cues so that you could put yourself in these positions and work to a high level of intensity to the point where you're doing as much as you possibly can in these exercises. And when you do that over and over again, it does help you to now take this off the mat, as they say in yoga, take it out of the classroom and into your life, where then you can start to be present and conscious in other things that you do. Your relationship with your immediate family members, your dynamic at work and how you communicate with your colleagues or your customers. All of that changes when you create this inner dialogue within yourself that comes from a place of single-minded focus, which is a commodity these days. We don't do it enough. The exercise space is a place where you're not just working physically, you're working mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's holistic in its approach. And in that way, when you do that, you become calmer. You become a little bit more retrospective and introspective. And that is stress reduction techniques which help you cope with the challenges of life in general. And it all ties in. And that's how we try to pitch it at Exhale, that we're more than just a class. We're an experience.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
For our listeners out there who might not be able to come to an Exhale property, may I say that we have other vehicles. We're in the process now of putting together a whole series of online classes which people will be able to subscribe to. But in the meantime, we've posted, mine especially, a lot of our bar classes on yogavibes.com, which is a partner of ours where you can go there and see our on-demand classes and practice with me. You can buy the Bar Fitness book at exhalespot.com, which is filled with visuals of how to get into these positions and build progressions. And I know they're archaic because no one uses DVDs anymore, but we do have 11 that are also available on exhalespot.com. But to get the practice going in a mindful way, and if classes are not your thing, if you're someone who is intimidated to go into a classroom, which a lot of people are, then whatever you choose to do, it could be power walking. It could be riding a bike. Whatever you choose to do, put the magazine down when you're on the treadmill. Focus on being single-minded. Try not to multitask when you're exercising. You lose that entire other component of mindfulness, and that's what carries over when you leave the mat or the bike or the gym or the classroom.
I love that you just said that. I know I pretty much say that after everything you say, Fred, so you'll have to forgive me. But I truly do, because a lot of what you just mentioned there with folks, you know, looking so down at our smartphones when we're walking around, that you've got people running into you in New York. And you know, I've had a huge wake up call on the technology side of things with, you know, I'm that person that was like, give me the latest phone, give me the latest tablet, give me the latest everything. I want to be on it 24/7. I want to be multitasking. I want to be on social media. I want to blah, 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 blah. And I've realized not only the whole multitasking thing from a health perspective, from a work productivity perspective, from just a life perspective, that's one of the biggest changes I made is no multitasking. Be present. I'm still working on it. I'm never going to say I'm perfect. But if everybody listening, if there's one thing you want to do that's going to start making your life better today, stop multitasking in every area of your life. Don't be that person that's home with your kids and putting dinner on the table and be multitasking and checking emails. Don't be on the phone. You know, the saddest thing in the world that I see now is I go to restaurants and I see parents with kids and the kids have headphones and a tablet on and no one's talking to each other. And I just am thinking, oh my God, like, what's wrong? And not only that, from a social and like a let's love each other and be families, you know, let's, if we haven't been communicating, let's figure out. But it's also what I'm learning, and we're going to talk a lot about this on the show, is it might sound like it's that tinfoil on the head kind of a weirdo thing and, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. But all the blue light that we're consuming and we're exposing ourselves to on all of these tablets, guess what, folks? It's not great for your health. So not only is it good for you to not multitask, focus on being present. And I love that you said, put the magazine down, you know, when you're training, whatever it is that you choose to do, go for a walk. And instead of, I used to be that person, I'd go for a walk and I'm like, I better listen to 800 podcasts. So yeah, I'm here. We're launching this Fitfluential podcast. And I'm telling you, give yourself a break. Don't always listen to the podcast every free second that you have. There's time. You know, we all think there's no time, but give yourself the gift of being present, fully present wherever you go, and watch how your life changes. So love that you said that, Fred. I wish we had two more hours today to keep talking, and I will circle back with you because I know that folks are going to love this show and they're going to want you back as well. So number one, I want to thank you for being on the show. This was a great start. We hope to have you back. As we've shared before and in the intro, a full transcript of this show with links to everything that we have referenced will be on fitfluentialradio.com, and you can find out everything and anything about Fred and his business, and learn more about bar workouts. I hope you'll dive in. We'd love to hear from those of you that just try it for the first time, how that experience was, because I think we'll see a lot of great comments. So thank you again, Fred, for being kind enough. It was such an honor to talk with you, and we hope to have you back soon.
Yeah, Kelly. And just for your listeners out there, if they want to follow me, I'm on Instagram at fdevito1, D-E-V-I-T-O. And also Bar Fitness Book is on Instagram. And I do a lot of posting on tips like this. So I would love to connect with a lot of your listeners and be a part of your Fitfluential world. You're doing a great thing, Kelly, for people. And congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you so much. We will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of the day.
And you.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast.
We want this to be your podcast, so please head on over to iTunes, write a review, give us your feedback, tell us what you want to see, give us your ideas, and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace.
Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of hosts Kevin Cottrell and Kelly Alexa and are the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and the content and opinions expressed on the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.